Sunday night, Sha'arav Salokim, ladies here. Okay, we're in Perek Gimel of Sha'arav Salokim, where the Chayyim Salmodos has introduced us to. Now he's really getting into the two types of Avodah Salokim, both of them, two levels, two basic levels that we serve Hashem with. The serving of Hashem he defines as being submissive, kniya, kaf nun yud ayin hey, kniya. We're submissive to Hashem because of who Hashem is and who we are. Now, in Ha'ara Toranis, the submissiveness takes the form of following the rules that he gave us. The rules that he gave us. Do this, do this, don't do this, don't do this. That ties into Schar Va'onesh. And the higher level of submissiveness is that we stand in awe of Hashem, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a sense of his awesomeness, his all-encompassingness, and we want to buy into it. We want to be part of that. Why should we waste our lives with such temporal, fleeting pleasures that are not really pleasures at all? And we can be Kone Nitzchias by hooking up and bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have Hakaras HaTov, that he gave us life, and he gave us existence, and human life, and Jewish life, and we connect to him, and we just want to bond with him out of this feeling of gratitude, and we submit to his will as a way of bonding with him, of developing a relationship with him, and a way of paying him back for all that he did to us, for us. Chavis HaLadus then goes on to, and this really, as philosophical and as esoteric as it might sound, Chavis HaLadus, this affects everything we do in life. It affects every mitzvah we do. It affects the way we think about Hashem, the way we serve Him, the way we love Him, the way we feel about Him. And if avoda flows from that sense of ha'ora sichlis, that's the goal. That's because avoda holds that's the higher level. That's what Hashem wants of us. He wants us to use our inner seichel to. He doesn't want to compel us to do anything. He wants us to figure it out for ourselves and realize what's going on, and therefore choose the heart of b'chayim. And as the Ramban says at the end of Parshas Bo, all of the mitzvahs are really stepping stones to develop this bonding with Hashem. He gives seven ways in which Ha'ora Sichlis is superior to Ha'ora Toranis. The first way was that you can easily do things Shelo Lishma, when you're doing Ha'ara Toranis, because it's basically chitzonius things. So you could have ulterior motives in doing it. Social standing, social pressures, you want people to hold of you, you want people to give you kavod, you want to maintain a certain standing in the community, in your neighborhood, you're doing it for your children's sake. But it's chitzoni, you're not tied to Hashem. While in Ha'ara Sichlis, that's impossible, because the whole thing is defined as where you're holding and what you're thinking and how you want to bond with Hashem. So like, you can't do that insincerely. You either do it or you don't do it. Number two was close to that. Number two was that Ha'ara Toranis is going to come about because of, in some way, there's an outside force compelling you to do it. And Hashem wants you to serve Him b'nedava. As much as this Schar Va'onesh, but He wants us really to rise above Schar Va'onesh. Schar Va'onesh belongs in Ha'ara Toranis. And the purpose and why it even exists, Ha'ara Toranis, why He doesn't say, okay, everybody be like Avraham Avinu, he'll explain when he gives his list of why Ara Taronis is a necessary stepping stone. But the superiority of Ara Sichlis is that it comes from you. It's an adava. It's, you want this. You are bocher. You don't even have schar va'onesh looming over you. It's like the Baal Musa says, you know, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Gehenim, I just want you. I want to bond with you. And you rise above schar va'onesh. You just feel like this is the way to live. This is spirituality. This is godliness. This is Hashem's will. This is your Hakaras HaTov. Like, you're not motivated by, like, schar va'onesh. It's like, even, you know, as it's the Torah, it's schar va'onesh is in the Torah, but you want to rise above that. It's like the difference between the first parasha of Kriya Shema, which is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and the second parasha is Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, with schar va'onesh. Like, you want to just Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, that's what, you're ready to have everything flow out of that madrega. So that's the second superiority, that it's coming from inside of you. It's not forced upon you in any way, shape, or form. The third superiority of Hashlishi was that the Torah Toronis is focused and concerned and centers around Eivarim. I mean, it's all the same type of thing. It's mostly Chovos Eivarim. Do this, don't do this. While Ha'ara Sichlis is mostly Belev, the way your attitude towards Hashem. It sounds funny to us because we're so used to ritual governing our lives, and we're so used to defining Frumkeit as, you know, what Hecherim we eat and how Makbid we are on A, B, C, D. And that becomes the definition of Frumkeit. Chavizalova says, no, that's not the definition. The definition is how close you are to Hashem, how submissive you are to Hashem's will, how much do you feel that you're just an agent to carry out Hashem's will, how much gratitude, how much are your actions governed by gratitude. That's, you know, the word frum is, you know, maybe the word frum means the ritual, but that's not the litmus test of where a person's madrega is, you know, how frum he is. So again, we're not talking about violating halacha, because if you violate halacha, then you're not even, that he says, without the stepping stone, then the other thing becomes just another Eastern religion, and you're flying high in the sky, and you're going to smash down to earth as soon as your taivas come along and get hold of you. As we see, it's true, right? All these guys, all these Indian gurus, all these guys out in the Far East and wherever, so they're menuvalim. They're exposed as menuvalim usually. Or they're totally ascetic, which is not how Hashem wants you to live in the world either. So, like, the Torah is like the perfect system, as you would expect it to be, that there's a mizgeres to get you used to self-control without yoga, without a mantra, without whatever they use in their methods. You exercise self-control. That's what they also teach. They teach us, you go to these guys in India, the first thing they teach you is how to control yourself, how to, you shouldn't feel pain, you shouldn't have to eat, you shouldn't give into your tithes, but they do it in like this Avodah Zorah type way. They're not bonding with Hashem, they're bonding with themselves. Okay, so that's Hashlishi, is that it comes from the lev. It's Avodah HaLev. It's like when we think of, I'll give you an example, when we think even of loving Hashem, so you say, okay, I have to love Hashem. Okay, I love him. Like, it's sad. It's not natural. It's like, imagine, you know, a mother looks at her newborn baby, and she's filled with love. She's filled with love for this child. That's like, she doesn't have to, okay, I'm mechuyev to love my child. It's just a natural. she feels it. That's how you're supposed to feel to Hashem. You're supposed to naturally feel a love. You know, when you think about Hashem and all He does for you, and how He is the source of life, and how He's good, and how He's a Rachamon, and how He's Nitzchius and all powerful and almighty. And you have to Ava and Yira. But Ava is the primary feeling, and you know. And it's supposed to be a natural feeling of Ahava. That's why we have Shara Bechina.
A mother has it instinctively. And this is a higher level to recognize Hashem. It would not be on the same level if one has it just like that. You know,
no, you're supposed to work on having it that way. Whenever you're supposed to think and, let's say, study Shara HaBechina and think about how Hashem bestows us with good, with life, and the fact that we exist and we're alive, and all that He did for us from when we were fetuses, Ad Hayom, and everything He's done for us, and how we continue to breathe, and you do Shara HaBechina, and then you're supposed to then, the Avoda is to reach that Madrega that you would be filled with a natural love. You don't get commanded to love Him. When you think about this being that created a person and gives a person life, and every moment is doing good for him and thinks of him and has rachmanos on him, and so you're filled with love when you think about that. The avoda is not to take things for granted, to realize that it's coming from Hashem. It's not coming as a result, like the Chavis HaLovah says in Shara Bitachon, that when parents love a child, it's really, they're just really agents of Hashem. And when my parents love me and do things for me, I should realize, he doesn't mean they should have any less hakaras tov to your parents, but he wants you to realize that that's like that's a reflection of Hashem's love for you. He's just using your parents. That's Hashem's love for you. When the parent takes care of a child, that's Hashem taking care of you, and He sent the parents to be His agents. But He's working through the parents. And when you have a good friend or a spouse and there's love, that's Hashem's love that's manifested in this world through these people. But it's Hashem is the source of all good and the source of all love. And so that has to be reciprocated. It should be reciprocated. And just as, you know, you're right. Hashem made it instinctive that you should love a child. And we have to work and learn Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina and Shar HaVodas HaLokim to develop that type of love. But I'm saying at the end of the day, it's not supposed to be artificial. It's not like, you know, okay, you know, it's time to love Hashem. You're supposed to think about what Hashem means to you. A person is supposed to think about what Hashem means to them. Recognize the constant good being bestowed. Think about their lives and how much opportunities they've been given, and like how much good has been, and maybe opportunities they've squandered also. You know, that's a different thought process. But Achtov Chesed Yudufuni Kol Yemechayai. And then you're filled with love when you find that. If you find out you have this secret benefactor that's been bestowing you with tolls your whole life, you love that person. You want to bond with that person. And that person is good and has no ulterior motives. And it's just tolls and chesed and rachamim. And there's nothing in it for him. Right? That's the havdama that we've learned for so many weeks of Sharon Bodhis Elokim. That, like, Hashem did for me, there's no ulterior motive, there's no cheshbon, there's nothing in it for him, there's no side cheshbonos, and he just did. So I'm filled with love for that person, for that being. So that's number three, that it's deep and it's real and it's not artificial and it's not chitzoni. Number four, he says in number four, we're going to learn number four inside now. But he says something really revolutionary that would get anybody else in trouble. He says that Ha'ara Toronis is a seed, and we have to nurture that seed and let it grow into Ha'ara Sichlis. or viki avoda shimena Torah kemavo is a stepping stone. Elho avoda shimena seichel. For who hagargir, it's the seed, hazarua. That Torah lanu, and you know, doing the Torah and practicing self-control, eating matzah on Pesach, taking challah, having a mezuzah, eating kosher, all these things is, you know what we're doing when we're doing these things, says the Chaim Zavodis? We're plowing the field, we're fertilizing the field, we're nurturing the seed, and the seed grows into Ha'orah Sechlis, keeping Shabbos, and so there's rules, and the rules make sure that we're nurturing the seed, we're fertilizing the seed, and the seed grows into a recognition that Hashem is the Borei Olam, that Hashem created the world. That's the Ha'orah Sechlis of Shabbos. Actually, there's more. There's Shabbos has three Ha'orah Sechlis. There's the Shabbos Bereishis, that Hashem is the creator. There's the way it says it in the Eschanan, in the Dibros Achronos, that Hashem, you're not a slave to your work, you're a slave to Hashem. That Shabbos also represents Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we serve Hashem, we don't serve our work. We're not slaves to our work. We're not slaves to ourselves. That's really the message of Mitzrayim. The Dibros Achronos in Baschanan says that we keep Shabbos to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Vayiftecha mibeis avodim. Alkein, Hashem sadcha to keep Shabbos. So that's the beer that Shabbos says that we're really spiritual beings. We forget about work. We're not slaves to anything. Just like we're not slaves to Paro, so we're not slaves to any Gashmius anymore. That's the second Ha'orah Sechlis of Shabbos. And the third one is the Mon, that it teaches us Bitachon, that we're supposed to stop work. In other words, this the stopping work to remember that Hashem created the world and then stopped. That's lesson A of Shabbos. Hashem is the creator. Lesson 2 of Shabbos is Hashem as the master. He took us out of Mitzrayim, and our master is not our work or our boss or our need for money or our anything, our own kochos. We stop work and we rest on Shabbos. There's no us on Shabbos. It's Hashem is our master. That's the Shabbos, I believe, of the Dibros Achronos, what it says in Vaeschanan. And then there's the Shabbos of the Mon, I call it. Hashem says, stop work. Stop work. Rely on me. It's interesting that the Mon was first. Their first introduction to Shabbos was in the Mon. Before Hashem told them, Kishesh Yisyomim Asa Hashem Asa Shemaim Vesoretz of Yom HaShi Shavaz V'Yinofash. And before he said, Ki Yevar Yisab V'Mitzrayim V'Yiftecho Mibes Avodim, he said, no work on Shabbos. Aye, what are we going to eat? What's going on? He said, relax, I'll give you a Lechem Mishnah on Friday. Don't worry, you're going to have. That's the Mon. The Shabbos teaches us Bitachon. Those are really the three Ha'orah Sechlis of Shabbos. So you keep Shabbos and you don't do Melacha. And so that nurtures the seed. The seed is Shabbos, as it says in the Torah. And then it grows into what Shabbos is supposed to be, what Shabbos is supposed to engender, what Shabbos is supposed to teach us. And the whole Torah is like that. And it's really, the Ramban says the same thing I said at the end of Bo, that the whole Torah, every mitzvah, all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs are to teach us Emunah Bashem. All mitzvahs are really just there, and I say just, assuming we're all mature adults here, and we know that it doesn't mean you can ignore them at will. But the point of all the mitzvahs, the Ramban says, and the Chavis Halavis certainly says it, Chavis Halavis actually came before the Ramban, but we're more impressed when we hear that the Ramban says it, when we hear what Chavis Halavis says it. The point of all the mitzvahs is to further our emunah b'Hashem. And everything is just different ways and different times and different actions, so we don't get bored. Because if we would just stand the whole day and have a mantra, Hashem Hu Elokim, so we would get bored and we would be like the Eastern religions. So Hashem says you have to put on tefillin, and you have to take challah, and you have to kiss them, and you have to have a mezuzah, and you have to keep Shabbos, and you have to keep Yom Tov, and everything is just Hashem. It's just all reminders, and we daven, and we make brachas, and we ben adam lachaveiro, we do, because it's two aspects of ben adam lachaveiro that follow along these lines. One is that we do it because it's the will of Hashem. We don't do it because it's moral and correct and upright and humanistic and shalom and nice. We don't do it because it's moral. We do it because it's the will of Hashem. It's hard sometimes to realize that, but that's the truth. We do it because it's the will of Hashem. Now, it's the will of Hashem that we be moral and upright and kind and nice, but we do it in the context of it being the will of Hashem, not independent of that, just being nice, fine, nice, moral, outstanding people. That's number one. Number two about Ben Adam Lachaveiro is that the real foundation of all Ben Adam Lachaveiro is that we're emulating Hashem, is that we are doing chesed, and we're kind, and we're fair, and we're just, and we relate to people the way Hashem does. It's our way of bonding with Hashem. It's Hashem, I want to be like you. Just like you are Rachum, I want to be Rachum. Just like you are Chanun, I want to be Chanun. Just like you show kindness, I want to show kindness. Just like you are just and fair, and you don't cheat, and you don't do this, and you don't do that, I am the same way. So Ben Adam Lachaveiro is really a very high level of bonding with Hashem. This is the second. The one approach to Ben Adam Lachaveiro that it should fit in with the Ramban and the Chovos Halvavos is that we do it, as a submission to Hashem's will. We don't do it because it's the right thing to do. But the more correct perspective is the way the Rambam says it, that the Yisod of Ben Adam Lachaveiro is really not V'yahat Eloheicha Kamocha, it turns out. It's really V'halachta B'drachav, which the Rambam puts, the Rambam has a very specific order in his Sefer, and he puts it right up there after he talks about Hashem, believing in Hashem, and loving Hashem, and fearing Hashem. He talks about V'halachta B'drachav, you have to emulate Hashem. That's our way of bonding in this world. We do His will, and His will is really that we be like Him. That's all part of a much heavier subject of the Tzelem Elokim, and He was supposed to be like Him, and was supposed to follow Him. And all of the mitzvahs are really, connecting to Him. Anyway, says the Chovos Halvavos, it's like a seed, and we plant the seed. And then he says a most important sentence. When he compares doing the mitzvahs, the rituals, following the Torah, he compares it to plowing and planting and fertilizing and weeding and getting rid of the garbage and doing all those things that'll make the plant flower and grow and produce ha'arasichlis, produce your real bonding with Hashem. He says, because he's talking about a farmer, right? He says, "V'ha'ezer shehu min hu elokim b'motar hamashke osa." That the farmer has to turn to Hashem after all of his work and ask Hashem for rain. That's one of the great things about living in Eretz Yisrael, that we have to ask Hashem for rain. Even we, with all of our makorot and all of our sinks in the kitchen and flushes in the toilet, right? We have water at the tip, but this is not, right? A couple of bad years and they're importing icebergs from Turkey, right? They don't know what to do. They got to remember that? They were going to import icebergs from Turkey. Then someone figured out it's not going to work. So he says an amazing thing here. It's really very important. He says that after all is said and done, you have to daven to Hashem to be successful. just like the farmer. You know, he carries the comparison to the farmer. He throws in that sentence, but he doesn't just throw it in. It's a very, very chush of a sentence. He says, you know, you can do everything and you try hard, and you can never forget to ask Hashem to make you successful. Just like the farmer works and struggles, and the farmer's work is never done, right? We all know that. What?
That's a mother.
Nah, they stole it. They stole it from the farmer. The original saying is, a farmer's work is never done. But the mother is also nurturing her seed, right? So it's the same thing. So the Chavis HaLvavos in his... I told my wife this, we were talking. I said, women, like, they always have 60 things to do. And if they walk down the hall, like from the bedroom to the kitchen, so on the way, there's like 10 things to do. They throw in something into the laundry, they pick up the toys, they make the bed, there's always something to do. I think we're going to have a contest. From when you say you're ready to go to sleep till you go to sleep, how long is it? Like, whoever comes in at under an hour wins. Okay, I'm going to sleep now. Go! Is it ever under an hour? A man, I'm going to sleep. Like 2 minutes later, he's asleep. This is really such an important thing. We really, you know, we saw in Shaar Bitachon that a person accepts what Hashem does. I mean, the part of having Bitachon is understanding that whatever Hashem does is for the good. And the question always arises, and the Chavis HaLvavos does not talk about it in Shaar Bitachon, is what role does Tefillah play in Bitachon? You know, the way the Chavis HaLvavos describes Bitachon, it's so all-encompassing, and it's so, it covers everything, right? So like, and I'm relying on Hashem, and I'm aware that whatever Hashem does is for the best, so I don't get depressed. If it doesn't work out the way I would have hoped it would, but I'm not upset, I'm not angry, I'm calm, and that's why I'm calm before it happens, because I know that if it doesn't work out the way, like, I'm calm, I'm relying on Hashem to get me to Yerushalayim tonight. And the reason I'm so calm is because in the back of my mind is that if the bus breaks down and I don't get Yerushalayim tonight, it means it was good for me. That's what's good. That's we learned that in Shaar Bitachon, right? Ad nauseum or ad infinitum, whatever you prefer. So the question is, where does Tefillah come in? So if I'm relying on Hashem to do things for me, and in the back of my mind is, and if not, so it's also good. I'm fine. Hashem knows what's best for me. And the answer is, we didn't talk about it so much when we learned Shabbat. The Chavis HaLvavos doesn't mention it, but I'll mention it here because it's Tefillah. And it's really, it says so much about Tefillah. It's such a simple answer. I struggled with the question a long time. I once had a shiur on it in Mrs. Shulman's house. But I realized I have a much simpler answer, a much more emistic answer, and a much simpler answer. And it really is such an important yesod about Tefillah. It's a simple answer. Tefillah is on the Hishtadlus side of the ledger. So simple as that. Tefillah is not on Hashem's side of the ledger. It's on Tefillah's out. It's part of our Hishtadlus. It's a simple teretz, but it's emes, I hope. In other words, Hashem set up a system of Tefillah, meaning that whatever you do, whatever your Hishtadlus is, because that's all we do is what we call Hishtadlus, and the Chavis HaLvavos gives us the guidelines for the Mizgeret of Hishtadlus, how not to judge. Talks about why Hashem wants us to do it, even though it's essentially meaningless, but why Hashem wants us to go through those motions, and why you have to, once it's the will of Hashem, and why it's important, and why Hashem wants to, he does all that. And Hashem set up a system, he doesn't talk about tefillah, where anything we do, we daven to Hashem to make it successful, to make it work well, that it shouldn't boomerang, that it shouldn't backfire, that it should happen. That tefillah is on the human side of the ledger, not on the Hashem side. Hashem's going to do what he's going to do, Taka. Part of Arish Dadlus is because Hashem set up a thing called davening. And you see it by the Avos, you see it throughout Chumash, you see it from the beginning of the Bria, from Adam Arisho. Doesn't matter if it's a technical mitzvah or not, right? Ramban, that's all in Torah, who cares? We don't care about that now. Tefillah is Hishtadlus. Hashem set up the world that I have to get up, and I have to work, and I have to do my best, and I have to daven to Hashem, that I should be successful. That's not Bitachal. That's Hishtadlus.
It's like Matzah Mezuzah. It's one more way of bonding and getting to know Hashem.
Right. Even in our, in other words, it's part of our Hishtadlus. It's not like Hishtadlus is devoid of Hashem. It's not like there's a box called Hishtadlus that Hashem wants us to do where we forget about Him and we go and we do and we work and we try and we put all our efforts. And Hashem's not in that picture. Hashem's in that picture too, through tefillah. We daven to Hashem that this all should be successful. So here he says a remarkable thing. He says, the Torah is the rules, you know, the rules, the firm rules. The rules of the Torah is a way of nurturing and fertilizing and watering and weeding and taking care of this seed that you want it to flower into your bonding with Hashem, into your Ha'orah Sichlis. And just like the farmer davens for rain, because he could do all of his work, and if it doesn't rain, ain't going to happen. So we have to, he carries his mashal. It's really remarkable that he carries his mashal. It's like a mother. You say a mother's work is never done. She's doing it. And she has to daven. Just like the farmer has to daven, that it should rain, that he should, at the end of the day, he's dependent on Hashem to be successful, because you could do all the work and it could not grow. And that's why Zeroyim is called Emunas, that you really, you have to always turn to Hashem and then ask Him for His help. That's why, that's the mile of Eretz Yisrael, that we have to ask for rain. So here he says, it's a remarkable sentence. He's talking about your plowing and your weeding. V'ha'ezer shehu min ha'lokim k'motar ha'mashke also. And you have to turn to Hashem, don't forget, and ask. See, that's probably why there's so many psukim in Tehillim. Chazal Avos really talks about it in another place. There's so many psukim in Tehillim where David HaMelech is asking Hashem, like, let me do your mitzvahs, and let me learn your Torah. There's so many psukim that ask Hashem to allow, seemingly asking Hashem to allow him to keep Torah and mitzvahs. I'm like, hey, what happened to Bechira? Like, it's in your hands. What are you davening to Hashem? And really, you know, we also say v'hoyer einenu b'sorah secha v'daved libenu b'mitzvah secha. So here, look at the Chavis HaBlavis. We have somewhat of an answer. There's other answers. Chavis HaBlavis himself answers, Grada, that we ask Hashem to remove obstacles from our path. That's what it means. But according to what we're saying now, there's really, I think, another answer. That our tefillah is that our Ha'orah Toronis become Ha'orah Sichlis. That it should rain, it should grow. That we shouldn't get stuck at the stage of ritual, and despite all our best efforts, it doesn't grow. You need Siyata Dishmaya. You need. It's not an easy thing, and you need Hashem. It's like saying a relationship needs two people, right? It's really a simple idea. If I want to have a relationship with someone, so I could want all I want, but the other person has to want also. If the other person doesn't want, it's not going to be a relationship as much as I want. So that's the way it is with Hashem. So we have to dive into Hashem. We have to say, you know, Hashem, be there for me. Like, make it happen. So, you know, you want to have a relationship with Hashem, He has to be there for you too. He has to be there. He has to want. That's what He says. We have to find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem has to like us. Hashem has to smile at us. V'noach motzachein be'inei Hashem. That's what we strive for, that we should find favor in the eyes of Hashem. U'mashehi mamtziu matzmachas b'mesher yuskayim b'levavos mi'avodos alokim l'shmo, so that it grow into this sincere l'shmo. Ha'oro sechlis lo lech liochol, not for reward, v'lo l'ruhos, and not for fear of punishment. K'mo she'yaziru chachomenu zechonim l'vracha, al tiyu kavodim ha'misham sh'nasarav al manas l'kabul pras, elehavu kavodim ha'misham sh'nasarav, shalom al manas l'kabul pras, v'yei mor shemayim aleichem. So that's what we want the seed to grow into. So that's number four. Number five, the specialness of Ha'ara Sichlis. He says, Ki mitzvus HaTorah yesh tachlis l'misbaran. Let's face it, there's only 613 mitzvahs. And when you start whittling it down to how many mitzvahs we have, so what does the Chofetz Chaim say? We have 194, something like that, nowadays, b'zman hazeh. Then you start with women, how many mitzvahs they have. And then not everybody's a melech, and not everybody's a kohen, and not everybody's a... Right? So yeah, at the end of the day, we probably have less than 100 mitzvahs. But anyway, they're limited. Hashem is limitless, but the mitzvahs, Te'orah Toronis, ritual is limited. You only have to eat matzah Pesach night, and you only have a couple hours to eat it. Then it's all over. Dehein magiyos atzach yadua v'hu taryag mitzvahs. Avol mitzvahs haseichel, our understanding and appreciation of Hashem is limitless. We grow every day. We can't add mitzvahs every day. The ritual, we do the same thing every day, every year. Don't say it gets boring. It's not nice to admit. Take out the Hanukkah menorah, polish it. Okay, Hanukkah, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. He says, but ha'orah sichlis. Every day, I'm supposed to grow in my knowledge of Hashem, in my appreciation of Hashem. It's limitless. I can tell you, I'm sure you have this experience in things that you study, but a man, like I learn a piece of Gemara, and I learned the Gemara already five times, and you see new things in it. You always dig deeper, you learn Chumash, you always see new insights, new understandings, and you go, wow, this is such an important idea. And when I learned Chumash last year, and I learned Parshas Vo'era, I didn't, wow. And that's what you're supposed to do with Hashem. The problem is we don't even know what to do, because that's why we have to learn Shar HaBechina, and that's why we have to study history and develop an appreciation of Hashem, and at least theoretically always grow in our understanding, because Hashem is limitless, and it's just a question of how much of Him we understand. So every day we're supposed to acquire knowledge of Hashem, appreciate what He does. Think about something else every day. One day think about how He lets you breathe. They think about how you have a car. If you have a car, you have a roof over your head, living in a cell. You got married, you have children. Right? When you were in second grade, you didn't. If someone would have asked you how this is all going to happen, you don't know. In second grade, what did you know? What did anybody know? We didn't know. How did I end up here? How did I end up here? I started off as this wild, unruly kid on the Lower East Side, eating Gus's pickles, playing stickball, right? Running away from the Puerto Ricans who used to beat us up. I'm a early generation American. They used to beat us up. You look puzzled. On the East Side, we got beat up. From my house to walk to RJJ, to walk those four blocks, and to walk home was a terrifying experience. From when I was, let's say, 8, till when I was around Bar Mitzvah, part of life was getting beat up by the guy. Not injured, you know, they never put us in the hospital. But they would punch us, they would beat us, we would run away from them, they would leave, the Jews, they gave the Jews. And if it was snow, I was terrified. I hated snow. To this day, I mean, I hate snow, and probably a psychiatrist would say that it's no question, because we would get pelted with snowballs by the goyim. Anyway, so we were young, and who knew what's going to be? So, really, and you grow, and this is Rav Sadia Gaon. This is the thing where I think it's a famous story. Rav Sadia Gaon, his talmidim says, "Oh, what are you crying every day?" He says, "I'm doing tshuva every day." He says, "Because I'm growing in my awareness of Hashem, so I have to, like yesterday, I was missing a certain awareness, a certain appreciation, a certain thankfulness towards Hashem." And we grow, and this is what Chavis HaLodis is saying. Ha'ara Sichlis is superiority over Ha'ara Taranis. Ha'ara Taranis is limited. You can count it on the fingers of your hand. 613. Okay, you have to take off your shoes. Okay. You count it up to 613. Ha'ara Sichlis, limitless. Every day you grow. You don't stop growing. You're supposed to not stop growing. Every day you develop and you grow and you appreciate more. Remember, Avodas Hashem is Hakaras HaTov and submissiveness. Wow, look what Hashem does. And this is every day you grow. Ach mitzvos haseichel kemat she'ein man tachlis ki b'kol yom yosef adam das bohen v'chol asher tosef hakaroso. Every day that his awareness grows, the yodin, and he understands tovos elokim, the otzim yecholto, and his might and his kingship, the malchuso yosef lehikon alo. Remember what Avdus means. He increases his hachno'a ulehishofel lefonot. Okay, we'll stop here. It's more than, it's limitless. You're not bound by chatzos.